fast, too furious.
Whoa, jumping the gun there.
Hi, welcome to the podcast.
No, it's supposed to be a cold open. That's a warm open.
Oh, okay. Cold.
What's wrong with you? It's like you've never done anything before in your life correctly.
It's like your internet doesn't work again.
What is wrong with you? What do you mean?
It was like choppy.
My internet's fine.
You're choppy AF.
You're choppy AF.
Yeah. Nope.
I'm smooth as the other side of the pillow.
I thought that was cool as the other side of the pillow. Like, why would the other side? Why would the other side of the pillow be smoother?
That's the point. I was pulling a Biff Tannen and mixing metaphors. Let's move on.
Okay.
You know, like a screen door in a battleship.
Gotcha.
Make like a tree and get the heck out of here.
Gotcha.
No? Nothing?
What a good cold open.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Welcome to another Fast and the Furious edition of the Summer Pod.
Too fast, too furious.
Too fast, too furious. Where we get all of the action of a Fast and Furious movie with none of the stars.
I mean, they're all in it.
They add some stars. They added some stars.
They're not all in it. No one's in it but Brian.
Well, is it
or
Vin
Paul?
Is it Vin Diesel in it?
No, Vin Diesel is not in this movie.
Oh, at all?
Did you watch this movie?
Yeah. Oh, he shows up at the very end. No.
No.
Wait, he's not in it at all?
No,
he's not in this one at all.
I don't think you even remember this movie. How long ago did you watch this?
Well, I do because I spent it like a month. You know, but this is when Ludacris shows up for the first time.
Uh-huh. And Tyrese. So.
And Tyrese.
Okay, I don't know which one's which.
You shouldn't say that out loud.
Race wars.
It's not because I can't tell them apart, because I don't know who either one of them are.
Tyrese is his friend. The wise Roman. Yes.
Yes. Rome, yes.
Okay.
And Ludacris.
Hey, you know what, you guys? We are putting the cart before the horse here. Do you have a beverage?
I'm drinking Liquid Death.
Nice.
Not a sponsor, but they should be.
I am drinking Evan Williams, bottled in bond.
I'm still drinking a Portuguese wine spritzer that I made.
Cool. Takes all kinds. Let's go.
Is there Sprite in that wine?
No, it's Waterloo Seltzer.
Okay.
Is Sprite and wine a thing? That actually sounds good.
Well, you know,
that's how your grandparents used to get you drunk in Shelton.
I come from a long line of drinkers. And my grandparents. That's weird. It's weird that you called this. Okay. Let me tell you the things I remember. When I was a child, their drink of choice was vodka and Tab.
Mm.
Do you remember Tab?
Okay, so good.
It was a cold.
Yeah, and it was cheap Tab. They got older, so you can't drink
Tab
as much.
Tab was sugar-free, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
As they got older, you can't drink vodka like that anymore. You can't drink plastic jug vodka, you know? So... Mm-hmm. You start drinking Carlo Rossi and Sprite mixed together.
That's
that big green.
Big table wine.
Uh-huh. Drink that with some Sprite in it.
5 liter.
Then, when, I'm trying to think how this worked. It must have been vodka and Mountain Dew. When they got older. Geez. They really, my grandparents liked to party.
Older, they were like, screw it.
Yeah, I guess. Like,
I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
I mean, I'll come at you like a spider monkey. It's weird. That's
I'm sure you guys have had vodka and Red Bull, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's like a fairly common
thing. I did that for a while, but then I started doing Jaeger and Red Bull.
So Right. I had
you've evolved.
Yeah.
I've only had vodka and Red Bull a couple of times, but the problem I have with it, and I don't know if this is me or if this is what it does, but if I drink vodka and Red Bull, or like I would imagine vodka and Mountain Dew, anything like with a high level of caffeine, the caffeine masks all the effect of the alcohol, and I don't feel it at all.
Until you black out.
Point.
And, well, and then the normal time when you would have like the crash from the caffeine, you just get like, oh, I'm super drunk all of a sudden.
Isn't it fun to watch Bill discover life?
And this was one, Friday.
One time, the drunkest, one of the drunkest I've like ever, like top five for sure, drunks I've ever been in my life. I drank what? So I had had a couple of drinks, like regular drinks, couple of beers, no big deal. Mm-hmm. And then I drank one, and it might even been a half. No, sorry, a half or one Four Loko before they
pre-ban.
Pre-ban Four Loko. Four Loko was a drink. It was in a can with like juice and high energy and high alcohol content.
Okay.
And just blackout drunk from drinking one. It was bad news. Like that's what
not right away.
Well, I don't even know anymore. It was bad news.
Well, like kids, like people got like fucked up and like had to go to the hospital on these. And that's why they had to ban them.
I think college kids got massively destroyed. I think Bill knows about these, but like, I hear that buzz balls are like that already, too. I've never really drank a buzz ball. Bill, are you a buzz ball guy? You seem like a buzz ball guy.
I've had buzz balls, yeah. they're strong. I wouldn't drink more than one of them.
There's always a fun thing on Instagram. I see people go, first buzz ball, and they drink it. And they're like, second buzz ball. And they're just so drunk by the time they're like on their fourth buzz ball that I'm like, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
I like to drink to the level where I feel it a little bit and, you know, different alcohols do different things to me. But I do not like getting drunk, right? And I also immediately get sick.
I also
get really sick right away.
Let me tell you real quick. Four Loko contains carbonated water, sugar, natural and artificial flavoring, including red number 40.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the different alcohol levels it was sold at. 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, 13.9, or 14%.
So it was like wine.
In 23-ounce cans. Yeah.
And probably 200 to 300 milligrams of caffeine.
Right.
Right. Which, like, a good pour of a glass of wine is 6 ounces.
Right.
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 Yeah.
So you're talking 3 to 4 glasses of wine in that 14%.
And that you dumped a Red Bull in.
Which is
in.
A bottle. Which yeah. Which is a bottle. No.
With Red Bull on top to chase it.
Yeah.
And good idea. Sugar behind it. Yeah. It's straight up sugar behind it.
Oh, those were the days.
What do you object to, Ryan?
I was objecting to something you were saying. I forget.
Me saying I don't like to be drunk.
I don't like to be. I like a good solid buzz. Maybe I should drink a buzz ball. That's what it's supposed to do, right?
But your problem is you wouldn't stop drinking after you had a buzz ball.
Maybe. I like to go to bed sober.
Right.
Yeah. That's my goal.
Yeah.
So you either have to drink way like a little bit at night, a couple of drinks, or you have to day drink.
Right. Which I do prefer.
Which you way prefer.
Yeah. I like daytime stuff. It's more fun.
Yeah.
The sun's shining.
These days, I think my favorite thing to drink, period, is a mimosa.
Yeah, the mimosas are a problem because they do kind of fit right in the pocket of it's brunch time, and I'm enjoying it, but they go down too smooth, and they're pretty sugary.
You're also eating, usually, if you're having a mimosa, you're eating lunch and breakfast.
Yeah.
And and it's daytime, so you have plenty of time to process everything.
Here's my biggest problem with mimosa is when I'm at a nice place, I can never choose between a mimosa or a Bloody Mary.
Right.
I never know which one I want. And then I have to get both.
Yep.
Do you remember when we were in Dallas and I got that flight of mimosas because I hadn't gone quite as hard as everyone else the night before? And you guys were just like, don't talk to me. Don't show me that.
Sounds about right.
I think I was drinking a Bloody Mary at that point, but okay, carry on.
Yeah. I think Rick was like pretty wrecked that morning.
There were a couple of members of the crew that were not operating at 100%.
Because you were drinking like vodka and frozen Yoo-Hoo till late the night before.
Ooh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I did do that.
Hey guys, we're on a podcast.
Yeah, they like it.
Right, yeah, who's got trivia?
You.
I do. Okay, here we go. We're going to do this live.
And it's got to be quick because we just did a bunch of, unless we cut out all the drinking talk.
It's fine. Here comes the feud. Ready?
Let's do it. Let's get the
feud. Rick, start the music.
That's why people tune in, is they want to get to know us. They don't care if we watch Too Fast, Too Furious. How much content can we possibly have?
Yeah, because this movie, oh boy.
Okay, this is going to be a good one, you guys.
I'm ready.
Okay, here's what I have on the board. Our first category is the top six. And we're not going to do points in this one, like Family Feud. It's just you win the round if you get the steal or if the other person can't get the steal. Right? So you're going to buzz in with your name. There's six on the list. Okay? You buzz in. Whoever gets the highest ranked one gets chance to play or pass.
And we buzz in with our
play. Whoever, yep, and whoever plays gets three strikes, and then the other person gets the chance to steal if they don't clear the board.
Yeah, ready? Points don't matter. Got it.
Right. According to, and get off your phones and computers, but according to a very brief Google search, what are the top six federal law enforcement agencies?
Rick. I buzzed in. The FBI.
The FBI is number six.
And
Ryan?
Wait. Oh, I thought I got to keep going.
No. Okay. You see me and name one higher than you.
TSA.
TSA is not on the list. Strike one. Rick, do you want to play or pass?
I'm going to play.
Okay. So there are five more answers on the board. Top federal law enforcement agencies.
And you said FBI was six?
Yeah. What?
There were six, and he got FBI.
And well, did you say what position FBI was in?
Six.
It was six.
Okay.
ATF.
ATF is number four.
CIA.
No.
Okay.
Strike one.
ATF. The DEA.
DEA, number one.
Nice.
Three more answers on the board. Oh, and I did search top six law enforcement agencies by number of agents.
Oh, so this is about size, not.
It's always about size, Rick.
So, the U.S. Marshals.
Yes, U.S. Marshals, number three.
Yeah, I love Justified.
Okay, you've got two more answers on the board. You have one strike.
So. This is United States?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but federal, so not state-specific.
Right, right, right. Like, Texas Rangers probably isn't one.
No,
so I'm gonna go the DEA, FBI.
There's only, like, 25 of them at any time on the team.
Spy.
Jeez. You got DEA, Marshals, ATF, and FBI.
The
And remember, it's by number of agents. Two more answers on the board.
I mean,
number two and number five.
The federal. Is there like, I don't know what they'd call, I mean, can you just say prison guards?
You can say that. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say that.
Strike two.
And federal. It's not them.
Hey, Ryan, you wanted to go fast here.
Ryan can edit it.
Ryan can read it. All my
The air marshals.
Strike three. Okay, Ryan, chance to steal. Two answers on the board.
Customs and Border Protection. CBP.
Customs and Border Protection is number two. Ryan gets the steal and wins the category. The last answer, number five, that we were looking for was the United States Secret Service.
Oh, Secret Service.
Yes.
On the board. Okay, let's go. Round two.
Okay. So
Ryan has 1 point.
Ryan has 1 point, yes.
Okay.
According to...
Are we buzzing in here?
Yep.
Okay.
According to a random website's answer to this Google search, could even be AI. What are top eight answers on the board? What are the best auto racing movies of all time?
Rick.
Ryan.
Ranked by tomato meter. Rick.
Actually, I'll let Ryan go.
Rick passes, Ryan. You didn't even decide to play or pass yet.
Le Mans, Paul Newman.
No. Rick?
Days of Thunder.
No. And again, these are by apparently Rotten Tomatoes ranking. So no. Anyone else want to guess?
Sure.
Ford versus Ferrari.
That was my
guess. Number two, Ryan, do you want to pass or play?
Pass.
And that got a 92% Ford versus Ferrari. There are, just so you know, on this top eight, there are two with 100%. There's a 93, a 92, a 92, an 89, a 75, and a 71.
And give me
Ford versus Ferrari was a 92%.
Give me the question again.
Best auto racing movies of all time ranked by tomato meter.
Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Yes, number five.
Nice.
And what did you say first that I said was wrong, Ryan? Some Paul Newman thing I'd never heard of?
Le Mans.
Okay, yeah, that wasn't on there. Okay.
So, racing. So, like, Bullet is not on this list, right?
I'm not going to answer until you guess. All I can tell you is the category is best auto racing movies of all time, ranked by tomato meter.
So this means that they're racing, not driving fast. Fast and Furious does not count on this move, this list.
I'm not telling you what's on it until you guess what's on it.
Bullet.
Strike one.
Isn't there a movie now just called Ford? Or just called Ferrari or something? There's like another one, but it's fine.
You think it's one of the best of all time?
I don't know. I mean, Ford versus Ferrari was on there. It's not even, I mean, it's fine. Oh, the Cannonball Run.
Nope, strike two.
Auto racing movie. I'm trying to put myself in the car. Think about who's driving with me.
Good job there.
Stuff blowing up everywhere. Mm-hmm.
You're in the right mindset for this.
I think so. Fast and the Furious.
No, strike three. Okay, Ryan, to win all of trivia, because it was best out of three, you get a steal. There are still six answers on the board.
I'm going to say Rush.
Rush, number three. Ryan wins trivia.
James Hunt versus Niki Lauda.
Okay, movies you missed. Movies you missed were The 24-Hour War.
Okay. Okay.
2016 has 100%. I don't know.
It's a documentary.
That's probably about Le Mans.
Okay. Yeah, Le Mans. Yeah.
Grand Prix from 1966.
Ooh, that might be the one I was thinking of.
Racing Dreams from 2009.
Hmm.
Senna from 2010. Oh, that was my other.
That's a really good movie. And I really like that movie.
From 2006, the one I've seen on this list, Cars.
Cool.
Okay, that was trivia.
I don't feel bad losing that one. All right.
Good times. Ryan wins trivia.
Too Fast.
Hell yeah.
Too Furious.
Too Furious.
Is this
Too Fast for y'all?
Is this the first? Is this the movie?
It's the second.
Is this the movie that, like, it's not, because I have another example, but, like, is this the biggest movie that did this, like, it's not called Part Two? They incorporate the two in the movie.
They were right on the cusp of this. Like, if they weren't the first, they were, like, of the first single digits, right?
My favorite example.
They really set themselves up for a lot of crap.
My favorite example is, I guess it doesn't even count because it's not the same thing, but Terminator 2, you know, T2 Judgment Day.
I put some ice in my water bottle here so that it would stay cold, but it froze together and it won't come out.
Don't you think it's fun that T2 Judgment Day was a movie? And then the Mighty Ducks 2 called it D2, The Mighty Ducks Are Back. Why?
Mm-hmm. Like a long stick or something.
How does D2 make any sense?
It doesn't. Well, and that's
just
why
making
it's
fun
awesome.
Of T2.
Why? It's a hockey movie about children.
Right, but it's fun.
What's fun about it? What's your definition of fun, Bill?
That movie is fun. I like
D2. I think it's fun.
It's just weird to call it D2. Why don't you call it Mighty Ducks 2?
Are we going to spend... How much time are we going to spend complaining about Mighty Ducks 2 20 years ago?
I don't know.
30 years ago.
Ryan, when you look at our demographics of movies... how many women listen to this podcast?
Both of them.
Oh, I don't have that data, but I'm sure it's real low.
Because...
I know one does
and one that used to.
Is it the same
used
one?
Used to is the best.
And two that never have.
I want to talk about Yellowstone for a moment.
Well, hang on.
Why?
First, we're supposed to summarize the plot of this movie.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'll do this one. Brian's back. Brian O'Connor.
Yes. B2. Brian's back.
Brian is...
Too Furious.
Disgraced criminal.
Right.
You know, no longer in the LAPD.
Dirty cop.
He has worked his way to the Miami underground street racing scene, which also seems to be incredibly public and is very strikingly similar to the LA underground racing scene.
Except for their jet skis.
Right, that's true. And he is connected with a guy. So let's see, it would be Ludacris, right?
Taj, yes.
So he's friends with Taj.
Tej.
And they are racing and selling, apparently, auto parts. That's like his other thing. You know, he's got to work in the auto parts store.
Mm-hmm.
He gets approached by the customs agent, right? So we're looking at customs.
Right, so tariffs. They're after their tariff money.
Yeah, so the customs agency is after a drug dealer Not for the drug money, but to try and locate where the cash is in this drug trade that's coming into Miami.
Right. This is a RICO act. It's like the it's like the Italian mob. Like they're trying to get him on another charge.
Right. And so they have put Eva Mendez, a customs agent.
Did you just call her under Eva Mendez?
Eva. What do you call her?
Eva.
Okay.
I mean, you call her Eva. Like faux Eva.
That's fine. Keep going. Eva.
Okay, fine.
Eva, Eva?
Whatever, Eva. It could be Eva.
It's not, though. I mean,
you don't know her.
You don't know her.
So Eva Mendez is undercover customs agent for this drug import-export dealer. And she is going to hook up Brian as an undercover driver. In exchange, customs is somehow going to clear Brian's criminal record with the LAPD for letting Dominic Toretto go and whatever other shenanigans he's been up to. But because the guy that they were going to partner with him doesn't know the name of the fast food restaurant he got his lunch from, Brian is also going to get his friend out of house arrest to join him, and that is Roman.
Tyrese Gibson.
Tyrese.
Again, I don't know who these people are. So I know that Ludacris is a singer, right?
He's a singer. Yes.
I don't know. I mean, sure.
Is Tyrese also a musical person, musician?
He's an entity.
He does. He's okay. He's a Renaissance man.
Tyrese, he's just a person.
He was a model. He was a model.
Okay.
He was a singer. Mm-hmm. He's an actor. He does everything.
Okay.
I saw him at Summer Jam one time.
They get hired to basically transport this money in cars. And Brian, surprisingly, develops a romantic interest. And compromises everything.
Mm-hmm.
They all get busted. For some reason, the LAPD guy is working with the customs agent in Florida.
So,
as Brian's liaison, now you think he's an FBI guy?
Yes, I think he's an FBI guy.
Okay.
But, so I think that's the through line to this storyline. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So you think LAPD brought in the FBI guy. He got to know Brian, found out Brian was a criminal, got disbarred from LAPD, but he brings him in with his connection with the customs agent.
Because he knows he does good work, but he has principles, right?
Gotcha. Yes. Yeah. Oh, so many principles.
Right.
So he and Roman do the job. Double cross the mobsters, but then find out Eva Mendez has been found out. So then they deliver the money anyway, kill a bunch of people with their cars.
Mm-hmm.
And then they launch a car off of a bridge onto a yacht to stop the drug dealer from escaping. He gets caught by customs. They get their records cleared. And they steal thousands of dollars of the drug money on their way out of town. Peace.
Yep. All seems legit.
I don't know if the plot should encompass the ending.
We're going to spoil these movies. Get over it. It's Too Fast, Too Furious. If you haven't seen it, you were never going to see it.
Okay. So now can we talk about Yellowstone?
Sure.
Everybody.
Although I feel like this should really be in the "it reminds me of" section, but that's fine.
Okay, this reminds me of Yellowstone. Okay. Why?
Real shoehorn it in there.
Yeah.
Just
jump from segment 3 to segment 6.
Cole Hauser. Where does Cole Hauser get off playing first a redheaded? What?
Who's Cole Hauser?
Well, he's in Dazed and Confused. It's a gentleman with... He's the gentleman, the ginger gentleman in Dazed and Confused, who likes to walk around and hit kids with a paddle, one of Ben Affleck's friends.
Okay.
Then he grew up to apparently become Argentinian in this movie, before
he's our big villain.
Yeah, before he moved on to the Yellowstone Ranch to be Rip Wheeler, the most famous like lady love interest of the modern age. And there's a lot of talk nowadays about people in movies shouldn't play, you know, certain roles. They should save those roles for people that should be those roles.
Yeah.
I think that this proves the point. Why is he playing Argentinian? It makes no sense whatsoever. It's murders.
That feels like it should go in Cadillacs.
Fine. Put it in Cadillacs because it reminds me of a Cadillac.
Cole Hauser was born in Santa Barbara, California.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So you have a problem with this white dude playing Argentinian
gangster. I just have a problem with Cole. I want you to look up a picture of Cole Hauser in Days of Confused, a picture of him as Rip Wheeler, and a picture of him as, well, you know what he looks like in this movie. And tell me that guy should have ever been cast as an Argentinian gentleman.
Oh, listeners, you know, at home,
he kind of looks like what's his name that did the Iron Man movies? He played Happy.
Robert Downey Jr.?
No. His bodyguard. He was in Maid and
Your internet sucks.
Yeah,
You don't know.
I can't really hear you very much. You're talking about Jon Favreau.
Yeah. That's what he looks like to me.
Yeah. Okay.
A little bit. I could see that.
Did you look up a picture of, did you look up Rip Wheeler?
Well, I assume that's him in, yeah, like with the cowboy hat and the sunglasses and the, yeah.
Yeah. Did you look up Days of Confused? With red hair?
No.
That guy's a ginger, and he dyes his hair to become, it's just crazy.
Stud McStudsky.
That's my Cadillac. Anyway, okay. Let's get into this movie.
Why was this movie
IMDb
made?
Okay, I'm just saying, all I searched was Cole Hauser. That's all I typed into Google. Okay,
yeah.
And under IMDb, it says, Cole Hauser, actor, Too Fast, Too Furious.
This movie was made because the first one made so much money.
Right.
Do we have box office for these movies?
I can look it up.
One second. I've got it here. Just got to scroll a little bit on the IMDb. The budget was $76 million. Worldwide gross was $236 million.
That's this movie or the first one?
Too Fast, Too Furious.
This one. Yeah. So the budget for this was $76 million.
And why was Vin Diesel not in this movie?
The story goes that he was in talks to sell the scripts for Riddick and XXX.
Okay.
And he tried to leverage his appearance in this movie against the production of those movies.
And it didn't work.
It didn't work for the production of this movie, but it did have another story that we will talk about when we talk about another movie.
Okay.
So this movie, like, its domestic opening was $50 million. So people were excited to see it.
Oh, yeah. They wanted to see this.
Like, so its opening weekend, it made $50 million domestically. And total domestically, it made $127 million.
Right.
So, like, 40% of all of people saw this on opening week and were like, no thanks.
Well, but that's kind of how modern movies have gone, though, right? They hit big and then they just trail off.
Yeah,
because it's just been getting worse and worse.
Not a lot of people go see. It's pretty rare for a movie to be, like, way bigger later from when they release, unless it's got a weird word of mouth, like a Napoleon Dynamite or something.
Yeah, or a Sundance movie or whatever.
According to Box Office Mojo, it was re-released in 2021 in New Zealand and grossed $2,575.
Well,
that's hilarious.
I think some people overpaid, but we'll get into that maybe after the break.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For sure. Okay. Yeah, we'll see you on the other side.
Apparently in Lebanon, it made $1.
That's too much. This movie sucks.
This movie's so bad.
We'll be back.
Check out. Shit, I forgot what it's called. It's in Portland. It's the hair place. Man, they've been sponsoring us for 2 years. What's it called? It's called Hairpin Salon. That's what it's called. Yeah. Check out Hairpin Salon in Portland. Google it.
I saw this movie in the theater, but I don't remember why. But I assume it's because how could they go wrong? This first movie was so fun and it was good. And this is like a sequel. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to take dumb Ja Rule out of it. We're going to put in Tyrese and Ludacris.
Yeah, double up.
Who I love. Double up. I love Ludacris.
Yeah.
But I think what you find out is that even though you keep the fast cars and the girls and the rapists, is that what you call them?
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Paul Walker doesn't drive this movie.
I see
he's not
what you
a
did
leading
there.
Man. Yeah. Bro, drive. Yeah, nice.
You know, the thing is I think that he is fun to watch in movies. But
has he been in anything but these?
He was in that. There was like a movie that came out around this time somewhere in here where he was a surfing cop or something? Blue? Oh,
really? So well, I don't know if he was a cop. Tried to make
Point Break into the into the Blue or with Jessica Alba maybe. I was like, and it wasn't good.
Yep, Into the Blue. Yep, nice. 2005.
Look at me
with Jessica Alba.
Look at that. It was not good. What's it about? I don't think he's a cop. It's a surfing movie.
Down in his luck and perpetually impecunious, the experienced deep sea diver Darius or Jared, Jesus, and his theme park guide girlfriend Sam lead an idyllic and simple life in the sun-drenched Bahamas. Dreaming of striking gold, the couple, along with Jared's solicitor friend Bryce and his new lover Amanda, set sails for the vast ocean on a rickety boat to claim ownership of a sunken pirate treasure.
Cool. So it's one of those kind of movies.
Yeah.
It's just a, it's an adventure heist of the ocean movie.
Well, and then there's like two couples and there's drama and yeah.
Yeah. And then he, you know, I don't know, but maybe he has to have a Vin Diesel with him to hang out with to make it
right.
Fun.
I think he needs a strong man.
Because Ludacris and Tyrese doesn't pull it off. I mean, Tyrese is fine. You know, he does his job in this movie, but their back and forth isn't as good as Vin Diesel and.
Right. Their relationship isn't the same.
Right.
So this movie, there's so many things that are weird about this movie. The tone in which Paul Walker talks, he calls Tyrese "cuh" several times, and I felt very uncomfortable about that. Like that was not. I don't feel like that was appropriate.
Yeah, he's very weird.
He calls him "ka,"
like the urban street slang version of "cuz."
Okay,
cousin.
Why don't we like that?
Because it sounds stupid coming out of his mouth.
It's very culturally appropriating.
Okay.
Why don't we like that? Also, it felt like this movie was filmed on a camcorder. Like, everything, the colors in this movie are weird. It's just not great.
It also, there's, the writing really goes down from the first one, if possible.
I know. One.
Like,
I don't know how, like,
In the first movie, they make you like Dominic Toretto and like connect with him. They make you like his gang and his family. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In this movie, Roman just comes off as an idiot. And I'm like, why did he need this guy? And how does this guy help him? He's screwing everything up. All he cares about is like being hungry and wanting some cheddar, you know?
And the ejecto-cedo, cuz.
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, it's weird. Yeah, he just likes to eat cheddar. Hopefully no one else in the series will ever just be like eating all the time. That'd be weird. I watched a couple of these movies back to back. And it's been a little while. I couldn't
remember which one this was.
Yeah, and it's been a while, but I just flash back to mostly the boat scenes.
Mm, yeah. And
I just picture it being like the worst thing I've ever seen on screen.
When like they launch the car onto the boat.
Yeah, just in general, the visual of the boats seems like a child had it on their camcorder. Mm-hmm. It just was not like, why did this? What was this movie?
This movie felt to me like they were if The Fast and the Furious was trying to do Streetcar Point Break.
Right.
This one felt to me like they were trying to do Streetcar 2 of Bad Boys 2.
Sure.
Well, you know what I mean?
Well, and here's the thing. So,
yeah, no, I see it.
Bill, did you ever watch Ghostbusters 2?
You mean Two Ghosts, Two Busters?
Yes.
No. Busting makes me feel good.
In Ghostbusters 2,
you're still a buster.
There's a song in it by Bobby Brown. Okay. And if you listen to the song, it starts off and there's this verse and he talks about the Ghostbusters are at a party. Weird. How'd you steal his water bottle? Did you hand it to him?
Just stole your water bottle.
Got it.
Weird.
So this song in Ghostbusters 2, it's called On Our Own. And the first part of the song is just like, the Ghostbusters, and they're in some trouble, and they got their proton packs in their back, and people are making fun of them, right? And it's this really small part. And then it switches to the next verse, and you can tell it's just a song. And Bobby Brown was like, hey, I got this song for Ghostbusters. So they added this much Ghostbuster material to the front of the song. Okay. I feel like this movie we watched was a different movie. And they said, you know what? Put some cars in it and Paul Walker in it. And now it's Fast and the Furious.
So, you know, that's actually the format that they made the Die Hard movies in. Right, is that after Die Hard 2, they started just looking for movies that screenwriters were trying to get made that had that vibe.
Right.
And they were like, we'll buy these, do a quick rewrite, throw Bruce Willis in, and make it a Die Hard movie. That's like 3, 4, 5, and 6 are all they were written as other movies, and then they were converted into Die Hard movies, which is why they're all so different.
What's interesting about Too Fast, Too Furious, though, is
nothing.
Well, okay, but the first one we've decided is stone cold classic, right?
Right,
right. Yep.
The second one, stone cold horse shit.
Right. It's so. I mean, we can't even pretend until we get to the end of this. This movie is so bad.
Yeah, but then we also get. As we go, I know we can't talk about future movies, but this, from what I can tell, I haven't watched any of the movies going forward.
Right, of course.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I don't feel like anybody has picked up on what makes these movies good. Right. They haven't started making these movies yet. The Fast and Furious doesn't exist.
With the Walker doesn't driving this movie. Like,
yeah.
All this movie does is let you know movies about Paul Walker, bad boy, undercover cop, not going to build a series on them. Right.
Right. Right.
Right.
Like he does not need to be the solo star of another Fast and Furious movie.
Well, and what they're going to find out too, you can't just say, hey, Paul Walker, let's do some car stunts in a cop movie. Cause it's not these movies.
Right.
This movie isn't, they have to figure out it's not just about the cars anymore.
Right.
Right.
You know? Well, and then the problem with this is you take this character who was LAPD and had an internal conflict of loyalties. And right. Now you've made him a criminal informant with no loyalty to customs, no loyalty to law enforcement, only like vigilante to himself. And there's no conflict for him. There's right. no internal conflict in this
yeah.
movie.
Well, yeah, the only conflict is figuring out how to make money and not get caught, right?
Right, but that's not conflict. That's Monday. Well,
and the
Friday.
Conflict between the conflict between trying to hook up with a federal agent who he has the hots for.
Sure, but like, there's nothing significantly different between what he was doing in the street racing world of Miami and what he's doing working undercover for customs.
Right.
Same level of danger, same level of payoff, same level of booty.
I don't know. Eva Mendez, she's got a lot of booty in this movie.
So, I mean, this is something we don't talk about a lot in this podcast, but Eva Mendez.
But what?
Eva Mendez.
Yeah.
Has she aged a day since this movie?
She's the same.
What's she been in lately?
It doesn't matter. On the red carpet, whatever.
I mean, no, same. If you keep watching this movie, she's going to look the same.
I think, Ryan, I think what you don't realize that has happened here, Bill doesn't know who she is.
I know who she is.
Right. Oh, okay. Well then, what are you saying? Like,
I'm saying she isn't in anything current. If she's aged today.
She's not. I mean, you see her. She's still around. She's still hot. She's just like, you know, she's like J-Lo. J-Lo is also like smoking hot still. And she's, you know.
Ageless. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and so.
I'm not a J-Lo fan.
Well, that's your fault.
I think Eva Mendez is cute. But I like her better in Hitch than in this.
Oh, yeah. Actually, Ryan, he's right. We haven't seen her in a long time in a movie. But she's probably on TV or something. Or like.
No, I mean, she shows up in things. But I think she publicly had stated that she gave up her acting career to take care of her family.
She was on Bluey.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. We've seen her on Bluey.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
I was stricken by that in this movie, how ageless Eva Mendez is. So compliment to her. That's all.
My only point is that like there's a window where she was in stuff. And so I think that might be an illusion.
Well, like this and then like Crash. She was in Crash, right?
I didn't see Crash.
Yeah, that was back. Well, I don't know if she was she in that?
Feel like she was.
Huh, maybe.
I mean, we only have the whole of the internet in front of us.
Yeah, anyway.
But again, not recent.
Yeah.
Like it's just weird to watch a 20-year-old movie and go, man, she hasn't aged a day. That's all I'm saying.
I understand that, but
like if you there's
a
news feed
and there's a red carpet and and she's married to famous people and yeah.
Okay.
Ryan,
yes,
I think she's had some.
Are you
don't know
at pictures of her now.
I am. I mean, she's had some.
We don't need to make this a body shaming thing.
No. She's not like that. She's had some work done. It looks like something's going on. It doesn't matter. Mm. Let's just. It was a joke. She's got some booty in this movie. I like it.
We can move on. It's fine.
So
these were initial thoughts from me watching this movie. So
okay,
yeah. All right, Bill, do you have any more questions for us?
Well, I think our next goal here was, did we take a break for ad yet?
Yep. No?
Yep.
Is there any point to this movie? Should this movie exist?
No.
Is this movie saying anything?
No.
This was just a money grab on the heels of a very successful first movie.
What this movie says is, I guess that's over. No more Fast and Furious for you.
Right. That would be my feelings. And I never even saw this movie because I was just like, I think I knew Vin Diesel wasn't in it. And I was like, why would I watch that?
So I do have a Cadillac. We didn't hit on the Cadillacs.
Right.
But the one thing I have is Suki, the female character, the supporting lead or whatever you want to call her. Her name is Devon Aoki. And she is the daughter of the Aoki that started Benihana and is also the sister of Steve Aoki, the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of an interesting.
That's the girl with the pink car.
She drives the pink S2000.
Suki in the pink S2000. That was this movie?
Yeah, they like jump over the bridge.
That's when you first meet Ludacris.
Okay.
Because he's running that race and he pulls up the bridge.
Right, because he's like,
which any driver also is so
that race. Okay.
But
no, yeah,
that's my Cadillac.
Yeah. That whole race.
But two things.
You're welcome. Okay. I wanted to lead to this talk. Let's go.
Except two things. Ryan, why is it a Cadillac for you that she's in the movie?
No, it's a Cadillac for me that she is like related to these other famous people, and this is the only like movie thing that she's done.
And that bothers you?
It's something that takes me out of the story.
Huh. Interesting.
It's like putting Guy Fieri in a movie.
Flavortown. I'm sure he's going to show up in one of these. He's going to have his own car with flames on the side.
Right.
Okay. If you
jalapeno poppers with Nos.
How much money?
The big bottle, two of them.
Ryan, how much money is 35 large?
$35,000.
You think so?
Yeah.
Or was it 35?
It's not in this movie. Yeah,
I think it is. It is this movie because that's bet.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying 35 large is not $35,000 in this movie.
Right. Because that's how much they bet for this race.
Uh-huh.
Those people are not betting $35,000 each. They're talking about how you better do this so you can pay your rent. And when it's over, he hands them the money. It's not that much. And then when they meet Cole Hauser, he's like, you got to do this job for me. I will give you guys $100,000. Like, he just won $150,000 in that race.
Right.
Also.
So it's definitely $3,500.
Also, if you were in that race, even for $35,000, if you were in second place for sure, would you drive over that bridge?
No.
Your
and
car.
Be happy about it like Suki is?
Yeah.
Right. Yes, I came in second.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
I don't even know if it's worth it for first in that car.
No, not if you're getting 10 grand for winning that race.
Right.
And destroying your car.
All four cars had more than 10 grand each damage to them for doing that race. That was a massive Cadillac. Was, again, money, which Rick doesn't understand.
Well, and the CGI of the I'm going to jump a car, over the bridge.
Yeah, like, I just feel like what we were trying to do there was we were foreshadowing Brian's aim when jumping a car off a bridge. Because if you'll remember how this movie ends, he's going to jump a car off a bridge and hit a moving boat.
Yes.
Which is my other Cadillac.
Have you noticed that
this movie's trying to kind of be realistic, and that is an insane ending to the movie?
Well, and this ties into the whole thing I was talking about on the last episode about how they have some details correct, but they don't tie it into the full context, right?
But this like, one goes
Oh, this is logical, and this piece...
This one goes right, way farther.
Yeah, it goes to the next... It's not two times too fast. It's too fast to the second power.
Yeah.
Did you guys know, have you noticed that we're 2 for 2 that someone got in a car and then broke their arm? That's happened in both movies so far.
Okay. Yeah, nice.
That's all. I also want to talk about something that is kind of, I've noticed so far. And I want to see how it turns out. I don't know if this is a thing that exists or if anyone's ever thought about it. And I don't always love to dig into like symbolism in movies. But why is it that in both of the movies so far we've seen, by the end, American cars are the cars that save the day? Both the movies are about these like import cars, mm-hmm. but those American muscle is always the one that they need to help. It seems a bit, you know, it's a little too America.
Iffy.
Yeah, it's really weird, right? They always bring them up at the end and they win the whole thing.
Well, I'm sure that's only because the movie takes place in America.
I mean, yep. Yeah, I guess we'll see. You're right. You got a point there.
I do have one other thing.
Okay.
We didn't talk about how this movie, Too Fast, Too Furious, was directed by none other than John Singleton.
Okay.
Who's that?
Which is the Bad Boys guy, right?
Bad Boys, yes. John Singleton's directed a lot of movies that have been very...
But isn't it funny that I was like, this movie feels like Bad Boys?
Boys in the Hood? Shaft? He's directed a lot of movies.
None
Black
of them...
Stink Moan?
Yeah. Well,
anyway, yeah. I think this is one of the storylines that I think is going to show up throughout this Fast and the Furious saga. Well, is that the imprint of the directors that are chosen for each version change the way that this whole movie series presents itself.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have no idea.
Really, by using the word saga, you're jumping way ahead in our timeline, Ryan.
Well, I mean...
That's the name of one of these movies.
If you said Too Fast, Too Furious, are you not indicating that you're going to go 3 Fast, 3 Furiouser?
I mean, they don't.
But
my favorite,
could.
You know, my favorite
they
joke
haven't yet.
My favorite joke about Fast and Furious, and I can't believe it didn't actually happen, was comedian Doug Benson used to say, if they ever make Fast and Furious 10, they should call it Fast 10-Year Seatbelts. Which that would have been great.
They should have.
Did they make a 10 though?
It FX. Yeah.
It's Fast X.
How do you, are you sure?
Yeah.
They're going to?
No. Come on. We know they've made it.
They've already. Yes.
None of us have seen that one yet.
Right.
Right, Ryan?
No, I haven't seen it. No.
Right. But actually, I mean, we have the list.
Right.
The 10th movie they made was called Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw.
Right.
I also, one more quick Cadillac too. This is the movie with the jet ski races, right?
Yes.
They're happening. Yeah. When Ludacris is gambling and he's like, I'm all about my money and my paper, and he's got a big pile of money, why is it just ones? Like, that's the problem. This is the thing about the movie.
Because they're
right?
in Florida.
It's like, it's not hard to, if someone just gave you 200, it could be fake money. Just hold it as a prop. Dollar bills.
Right, yeah, movie money. Yeah.
No sense. You know, there used to be a Tupac album and it was him and money was raining down. Like in like shadows, and it was like ones and fives, and I'm like, that doesn't look cool. dollar bills does not look cool raining down or being held. You can't be like, look at all this money.
Right, because you know it's you know it's not real. Well, why don't you just get hundreds if it's not real?
Was it Ludacris that did the song all about the Washingtons?
Yep, that's him. Don't talk about any of that right now.
We're not
getting into Diddy talk right now, Bill.
Oh, I didn't know. Is that who does all of the Benjamins?
He does more than that. We come to find out.
What's going on with that?
You can look it up on your own.
Okay.
Do your own research.
You thought Bill Cosby was bad.
No, I like Bill Cosby.
Oh, good. Cool.
You don't
watch the news a lot, do you, Bill?
No, I never watched the news.
So anyway,
the dentist bit.
We
chocolate cake for breakfast.
I think we should wrap this one up.
I think so too.
Obviously,
this movie sucks.
Obviously, it sucks in the best way.
Obviously, on a scale of 1 to 2, The Fast and the Furious is 1, and Too Fast, Too Furious is 2.
I kind of want to make it 4.
But it will probably I think in the words of my friend Samuel Jackson, hold on to your butts, because it could get worse.
Hold on to your butts.
Oh, you did it.
Your internet is so awesome.
It says my internet connection is on.
He's having fun over there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, we know.
Did you make a Jurassic Park reference?
Yeah.
Did you make a Jurassic Park reference? Okay.
Yes.
That's the only thing we heard.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying before you say that this should be ranked 4, hold on to your butts, because we've got another movie called Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift coming up.
Yeah, no, it was a joke about. I just picked a random number to put it further down in the list.
Yeah. And then to also throw on here, before doing these podcasts, have never seen this one either.
Right.
Tokyo Drift.
Well, so now they made Too Fast, Too Furious. It's terrible, but it made money.
Right.
So I guess they didn't realize it was terrible. So now what they're going to do probably is they're going to say, hey, let's improve it. Let's make a movie called Tokyo Drift.
Or they're going to go, we spent $70 million making this money that grossed $250. What if we could make the next one for $20 million?
Did they do that?
No. No, they didn't.
All right. Well. If I had to rank this movie, it's like a 20.
Rick says 20.
Well, it's not good. We're not doing that.
Well, we did it in the last one. We could kind of tell you, though. Like, just if I was going to scale it out, I gave the other one like an 80-ish. This is a 20-ish. Like, I won't watch this movie ever again.
Right. Me either. Now, Ryan, do you know what the box office, what the budget was for the next one, for Tokyo Drift?
I do have the estimated budget for Tokyo Drift.
Okay, because I was trying to look it up and couldn't see it.
The estimated budget was $85 million.
Okay.
How much did it make?
We'll save that for the next episode.
Okay.
I'll tell you what is interesting about this next one, though. I'll wet your whistle a little bit here, Rick. The Tokyo Drift movie made more at the international box office than it made at the domestic box office.
Yeah, it's from Tokyo. All right.
Okay.
Well, I think it about wraps it up for this week. I really want to thank all of the listeners out there. We really do appreciate you. Please take a minute to check out our socials. We are on Instagram at Miseducation of Bill. We are on Twitter at Miseducation of Bill. And please email us at miseducationofbill@gmail.com. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and like us on all of your favorite podcast apps. You can find us on all of the major apps, Spotify, Apple Music, and anywhere else you can find your podcast. A special thanks goes out to Wyatt Only and The Wreckage for letting us use their music on the podcast. You can find them on Spotify and at WOATW.com.
So I guess we'll talk to you guys next week. We'll drift on in.
Yep. Drift should drift on in.
I used to go to the drift on in.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.